we were into stuff that was like, okay, at that time when Paul Yavorsky was here, we had, you know, not everybody had a radio, let's face it. We had crystal sets. I don't know what a, do you know what a crystal set is? You got a toilet, a roll of toilet paper, mm-hmm. just the inside cover roll, and you wound up wire all around, mm-hmm. and that was like a conductor. And it had two open ends on it, and then you, in the steel plant, they used to bring in all kinds of iron ore, silica and all this stuff. And if you were able, lucky enough to find a earphone, Summers, you connected all that up together, and you moved, there's a little needle, you moved on the crystal, and you're able to get the radio station.
That's amazing.
And this is what you listen to at home, mm-hmm. when you were a kid. Mm-hmm. Kids couldn't make firecrackers, so you mixed up some saltpeter, sulfur, and charcoal, and you made gunpowder, and you sold it to the kids that couldn't make it. Uh-huh. And when you got a little bit older, you found out how to make alcohol, and you made moonshine. And these were the things that you were doing when you were 13, 14, 15, and 16 mm-hmm. years old. You already were doing it then.
What kinds of things did you listen to on the radio?
Well, you could only get one station. There was only one station, so.
What do you remember hearing on the radio?
Well, it was mostly, at that time, the important thing was the war. Mm-hmm. And you'd try to follow the war to see what was happening, and then you would, if something important was happening over in Russia, you'd report it to your parents, and then they'd listen to your crystal set, you know, and mm-hmm. and this way, that was life. Mm-hmm.